This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a reason the Chicago teachers' strike got so much press. It's because, in part anyway, the strike was about a whole lot more than just Chicago or Chicago teachers. It was about how to fix really troubled schools, about how long a school day should be, about how to evaluate good teachers and keep them and not keep the ones who aren't so good. In Chicago, tenure protections survived in the new contract, but around the country, states are trying to make it easier to fire ineffective teachers. Which gets us to this. What is tenure at the K-12 level anyway, and why do teachers have it? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Jeff Merrill taught junior high in a Cleveland suburb in the 70s. After 3 years on the job, he showed up at the school board meeting to hear his name ring out among the newly tenured teachers. The union president laughed at him.
And he said, "What do you think tenure is?" And I said, "Well, I'll have job security for the rest of my life." He said, "No. What tenure does is it guarantees that you have an orderly dismissal."
That is, Merle couldn't be fired without a reason and a hearing. Now he has the lifetime guarantee kind of tenure as a professor of educational studies at the University of Michigan. He says first grade teachers have tenure for the same reason academics do. It started in the early 1900s to protect teachers from being fired, to make room for the superintendent's nephew, or say for teaching evolution in biology class.
You know, it gave teachers some job security in a world in which political allegiances mattered more than what you knew how to teach and your ability to teach it.
But those protections have made it hard and expensive to fire ineffective teachers. Sandy Jacobs is vice president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says it can cost $200,000 in legal fees to fire one teacher. Often, she says, school bosses don't bother.
That's why we hear tenure so frequently equated with, you know, lifetime employment. That's not technically what it means, but that's become the reality in a lot of places.
Jacobs says several states have passed or are working on laws to make tenure tougher to get and easier to lose. Former teacher Rob Cooper is now a lawyer in Chicago. He's helped districts get rid of dozens of ineffective teachers.
You do it precisely, do it carefully, make certain that the teacher's rights are regarded. It's not a difficult process.
Cooper says weak teachers show their weaknesses early, and the best way to avoid expensive battles is not to give them tenure in the first place. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.